Tefillin is Rosh Yom Kippur. Change the. In the Bakosha of Yom Kippur needs a bio. The Maisa, the He's shown us even in Vatiten Lanu. Titen Lanu Hashem Lekenu Be'avo Siyoyim HaKippurim Hazeh Limechila Lislicha LeKapora. What's the difference between Mechila, Slicha, and Kapora? And then V'lim Cholboi Es Kol Avayin Oseinu. He said Mechila V'lim Cholboi Es Kol Avayin Oseinu. In the Bakosha we say Mechoil Avayin Oseinu ביום הכיפורים הזה, מחי והב פשעינו וחטאינו מנגד עיניך. We need to, what's the difference? What's מחילה? What's מחיה? והב פשעינו. And then we bring three פסוקים. כמו, אנוכי אנוכי ומויכי פשעיך למעני וחטאיך לא אזכר. That's the choir arayah for being מויכי. ונאמר מוכיסי כאור פשעיך. That's also Mechia. Heonon Chatosecha. Shuvelaiki Galticha. But what happened to Mechila? Venema, ki beyom hazeh, yechaper aleichem v'tayeschem kol chatosechem v'fnei Hashem titaru. So what are these l'shoinos the whole time? The Maisa, you shouldn't have to wait till Yom Kippur to ask the question. Because every day we daven, Slach lonu, avinu, ki chatanu. Mechal lonu, malkeinu, ki fashanu. And, very interesting, we first ask for slicha, then we ask for mechila, and then we say, ki keil melech, chanun, ki keil melech, moichel, vesoleach oto. First we ask for slicha, then we ask for mechila, and then when we say the Rabbeinu Shanim is first moichel and then soleach. Not soleach or moichel. And the chasim is habrocha, baruch ato Hashem, chanun amar be, limchoil, no, chanun amar be, lisloach. So what's tutzuch though? Eloizu bilvad. Slicha seems to go with chatoim, Mechila seems to go with Pshoim. Slicha, we ask Avinu. And Mechila, we ask Malkeinu. So what's the Bia Hator? Yesod Adova is, the God explains, in every mitzvah, in every Aveira, there are two Bechinas. Let's start with mitzvahs. Birchus HaMitzvah, we say, Asher Kedushonu Mitzvah Yisov, Vetzivonu. To do the mitzvah. There are two things in a mitzvah. There's the kedusha which the mitzvah gives. But that's not why we do it. The reason why we're doing the mitzvah is because of the tzivonu, the tzivui. But there's also a tremendous kedusha which a person gets from a mitzvah. Hu adin, and the opposite. There are two things in an aveira. There's the tumah of the aveira, and there's the merida, and we didn't listen to the tzivui. We went against the tzivui. And with that, the Gaon explains that Adam HaRishon was told not to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as, and he was told, "Biyom achol chomimenu mois tomos." Then when he came, the mice he ate from it, he got all the klolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Well, that wasn't fair. He didn't tell me anything about the klolos. But what's the pshat? There it says, there's the metzias of the chet, and the oynish for the chet. The metzias of the chet, the metzias of the eitz hadas, it's poison. B'yom achol chomimenu mois tomos. You're going to die. He wasn't meant to die beforehand, he would never have died. B'yom achol chomimenu mois tomos. The Moshe was merachin, and gave him a yom mishal kodesh roch. He didn't say which yom, but yom 24 hours, a yom of 1,000 years. The mice, but you're going to die. That's the metzias, the tumah of the chet. The oynish, the klolos that he got, was the oynish for being moirid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim says, Slicha takes away, is taking away the effects of the Chet. Mechila is something else. Mechila is to be Moichel, the Chiv that we had to listen to the Melech. Mechila is Shayach in Kovet, because it can be Moichel al Kvoitoi. Mechila is Shayach when there's a Chiv. The Marshal we find a Baal Chayv, a person, a Malve, can be Moichel the Chayv to the Loive. That means the Loive is no longer Chayv, takes away the Chiv. It's not a process of Slicha, it's a process of Mechila. He absolves him of the Chiv. So we Slicha is to take away the Tumah of the Chet. Mechila is connected, the Rebbeinu Shem is Moichel, his covered, that we were poigame in his covered when we didn't listen to him, when we were married against the Melech. Mikoyach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soleach has? Mikoyach, the fact that he's like Avinu. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu? He's literally Avinu. He's our biological father. A mother and father down here give the goof. Gemara explains each what the father gives, what the mother gives. They're all part of the goof. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives 10 things each. The mother and the father give 5 things each. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives 10 things. The Shlosha Shutvim Ba'adam. The things that Rabbeinu Shalom gives are all the chiyus, all the neshama. The Eibishter is our father mitzad our neshamas, mitzad our pnimius, mitzad our ruchnius. And we have a chelik elokam imal. He's mamash a biological father, just like the father and the mother. A child is a toitzah from part of the physicality of the mother and the father. So we are a toitzah also from the metzias of Hashem, the chelik elokam imal. So slicha is shayach mitzad zeh that he's avinu. He takes away, cleans up our neshama. Mechila is shayach because he's a melech. We're poigame in the melech, in the covenant of the melech. So that's mechila. Now, the klal gadol, the mefarshei ha'tefila say this in many, many different places. Klal gadol, when you're coming to be mevakish, you mevakish the least thing first, and then you oile to what's harder. Or is it bakish the kal migodim, and then you go to the kovid? Mitzad our bakosha, mitzad us, when we come to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for slicha and mechila, mitzad us, what's a bigger chutzpah to ask? Both be'etzim a chutzpah. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to clean up the mess is a chutzpah. Oh, but to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be moichel kvaydoi, that's a gvaltig a chutzpah. So we start to say, Slach lonu avinu. And then we say, Mechal lonu malkeinu. Chet is less than pesha. Chet is either bitl mitzvah's essay. Chet can mean to miss the target. There's a pasuk to be choyte esamatara. You're shooting an arrow and you miss the target. It's called choyte esamatara. A bitl mitzvah's essay is missing the point. You have to say Kriya Shema by whatever it is, 8:43, and you said Kriya Shema 8:44, you missed it. That's a chet, it's bittel mitzvah sesem. Or a chet is a shoigeg, sometimes. Shoigeg also needs slicha. Shoigeg brings also tumah, not that much tumah, but it brings tumah. So we start to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slach lonu avinu kichatonu. And then we're oiled to ask him something more greater. Mechal lonu malkeinu kifashanu. Pesha as merida. We rebelled against you. We didn't listen to your tzivui. That's mitzad us. But mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the bigger chidush mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel or soleach? Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him to be Moichel, for us to ask for Mechila as a chutzpah, because we created Lichvoidoi and to be Mechabit the Melech, that's for us to ask. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anything that we do, Pasuk says in the Hedya, Im Chatasa Batif Alpay. The Medrash says that Hedya, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loi Ichpasnei from any Averus. The Kodesh doesn't reach a Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't bother him, Be'etzim. It's all for us. So, Mitzad HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he's Moichel. No. The greater thing, Abbas of Adam didn't listen to the Melech Malchi Avlochi, an ant, trod on your foot, so you have to be Moichel, it's a big deal. But the HaKodesh Baruch Hu comes and is Soleach and cleans up the mess, that's a very big Chiddush. So we say, we start our bakosha, mitzad slach lono minu kichotonu, b'chal lono kifosho, b'chal lono balkeinu kifosho, ki moichel v'soleach ata. Not only you moichel, made of, you're even soleach. Moruch ato Hashem, chanun amar be lisloach. He's mar be lisloach, that's the chiddush gadol. That he would be moichel, no, but he's marvelous loyach, is a pelle. Now, so we've explained mechila, we've explained slicha. What's kapara? Yom Kippurim. What's going to happen on Yom Kippur? What's kapara? Rashi says the kapara, but kol moka means wiping away. When Yaakov sent the presents to Esav, he says ulay achapra ponov. So what's it mean, achapra ponov? Rashi says to wipe away the anger from his face. Rashi there says, kapara but kol mokaim means wiping away. There, one of the kelim, which they makabel the dam in the Beis HaMikdash, is called kippura. Why is it kippura, says Rashi? Because when the kohen goes and is chatos, when he is it gives the matonis of the katos, so he puts his finger in the kli, and he puts the dam on the keren. Then each time it has to be the dam asher bekli, not the dam on the etzva. So he has to wipe his finger on the side of the lip of the kli, and then dip his finger in again. The Rashi said that's why it's called kippura. It's interesting. You would have thought there's a different prayer you could say because it helps the kapara, but no, Rashi says it's wiping away. Al kalponim. So kapara is also wiping away the tuba. So it's like slicha. What's the difference? So Rabbeinu Yoda says in Shar Aleph, Mem Beis, he says, he's talking about davening, the Baal Tshuva should daven, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meratze boy, and he should want him like he never was choyte. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's shayach a person to do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soleachim, and there won't be any oynesh. So his mamish took away the effects of the chet, but the Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't want to be makariv him as though he never was choyte. There's still a roishim of what he was. He has not gone back to his original Darga before he was Chayte. He says that's a higher level of Kirva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Misratze by. If you remember, which you probably don't, but if you remember, we brought to the beginning of El, Rashi explains what happened in the Midbar, that in the middle 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel. And he said, come and psalachol and say, luchos, shnei luchos, you can bring the luchos and I'll write the aser sadibris again. And then, so he was moichel. And then, she says, after the third 40 days, which ended on Yom Kippur, the Rebbeinu Shem was nisratze besimcha, uberotze, it was mispayes berotze. There was a difference. After the middle 40 days, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Soleach, Seder. But he didn't want to be with us. He wasn't, okay, I'm not going to give the Oynish, I'm not going to destroy Klal Yisrael. But after the third 40 days, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Misratze, Besimcha, Beratzon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be with us. And that's when he, according to a lot of Rishonim, That's when he told us to build the Oil Ma'id. According to the Rabban, he told us to build the Oil Ma'id originally as well. But after the third 40 days, that's when the Shechina is Shoichen B'Sacheinu Afilu B'Tumasa. That's Ritzui. That is complete pius. That the Rabban Yishalom is Misratza completely. That's Kippur. That's Kapara. Rashi Naziru says, Kapara is Ritzui, complete Ritzui. Yom HaKippurim is Mechapeh B'Tshuva. So, okay, a person does Tshuva. If a person did a lois essay, it says tshuva is toile, but Yom Kippur is mechape. So tshuva is mechape. No, tshuva doesn't finish the process. Tshuva can bring slicha, but doesn't finish the process. You need Yom Kippur to wipe away completely, absolutely shining clean. That's the koach of Yom Kippur. How Yom Kippur works, it's Hashem tomorrow. The Vaad will explain it, how Yom Kippur works. It's not a pele. If you remember, I told you the Maisa with the taxi driver, the taxi driver told me he's fasting. And I said, why are you fasting? So he said, well, maybe I did something that Elokim lo ohev. So I said to him, well, if you make a diet for 25 hours, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be moichel you? So he told me, it's in the Aseret HaDibros, okay. But listen, one time we've had a boy many years ago, and he told us Yom Kippur was Darabonah. The Amaratzas out there is no Yom. The kids, at least the taxi driver knew it was the Raisa. I've got plenty. What's the answer to the question why a diet of 25 hours is going to make a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Me and Hashem tomorrow will try and understand it. Al Koponim, that's on the Koach of Yom Kippur. Mechila is on the Kovet, on the Pegir, the Kovet. Slicha takes away the major tumor of the Chet. But Kapora wipes away completely. Yom Kippur is like a car wash. Tyler, you take a car, you put it in the machine at the beginning, and a filthy car, and it goes through the machine, and they clean it inside and outside. It comes out gleaming clean. You take a mensch called Idre, it's a 25-hour car wash. You put the mensch in called Idre, and he comes out by the Ila, shining clean. I saw rather the Ksava Kabbalah, so today says V'kibiyoyim hazei yichap aleichem letaher eschem. He says the refined tahara can mean shining, like you find a lotion the shamayim v'taharosa. It doesn't mean it was pure. It means it's shining. This is such a thing. Yom Kippur has a koyach to clean us completely. So that's what we say. Atite lonu shemekeinu b'havo. It's Yom HaKippurim hazeh limechila k'neged dechiyuv lislicha ulekapara. I was for limchol boyes kol avodah seinu. There's one thing: a person does one chet, no, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is moichel and soleach and mechaper. He did one chet. What about if a person did a lot of chatoim? Zayda Doimah, a person did one chet, so a person does lots and lots of chatoim. So that's what it is. Velim chal boyes kol avoinu seinu. The Rebbeinu is meichel all the avoinus. Not only one is singular avera, but all the averas together. Now, when you go to the Bakosha, we say, Mechoel avoinu seinu b'yom HaKippurim aser. So now we understand what Mechila is. Mechila is connected the chiyuv. Blot out and remove completely our pshoim and chatoseinu mineged eilecho. If the Rebbeinu Shalom blots them out and removes them mineged einov, that means they don't exist anymore. That is absolute kapara of our averus. They don't exist anymore. But what about the rayas? So where do we have the rayas? So the first, with the first pasuk, it says, "Anoichi, Anoichi, who moichet shoecho lemani, v'chatu secho lo yesko." Leman Hashem, that's the covet. That's because it was a beginning of the covet. That's a raya for mechila. Even though it doesn't say mechila, when it says "Anoichi, Anoichi," only Hashem can be moichel. So the Meshe Chochma says, in Chosan Tazach, the Meshe Chochma says that when the Rebbeinu Shalom is done with the Bezdin Shalmano, then he says he can't, like Chilul Hashem. He's talking there about Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is the ultimate pigia in Kvod Shamayim. He says that and a pigia. Maybe somebody should tell him that. Yeah, might actually up who it is. Chilul Hashem is the biggest begin in Kvod Shamayim. And it says by Chilul Hashem, the Yom Kippur. Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurin is Torah, and only Misa's Mechaper. Nothing else can be Mechaper. So the Meshech Rosh wants to say that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done with the Bezdin Shamala. The Bezdin Shamala can't be Moichel, the covenant of the Melech. But he says an interesting Chiddush. He says that Ne'ilah, says the Rabbeinu Shem alone is done. I'll show the Makor where it gets to be mine, where they think. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shem can even be Moichel Chilul Hashem. And in Ne'ilah, we bring three psukim that the Rebbeinu Shem is Eina Roitze V'Mois HaMeis Kim B'Shuvay Roitza ato b'shuvas rishoyim ato chovitz v'misosim sh'neva ema leim chai oni nu'um Hashem elekim echpoitz b'moysa rosho ki b'shuv rosho b'darka v'choya shuv v'shuv b'darkeichem aroi v'lo b'tmusu v'nema hechofitz echpoitz b'mois rosho nu'um Hashem elekim l'b'shuv b'idrocha v'choya v'nema ki loy echpoitz b'mois ha'meis nu'um Hashem elekim v'ashivu v'ichyu. Three psukim, which all are the same yesod. It was banging home that if you find something with Chazal say Doba Hazeh Meshulish b'Toyra Kosu b'Toyra Nishle b'Leviim Meshulish b'Ksuvim. When you find something three times is Vada Emes or the Malchus Yichros and Shoyfers, we say three psukim from each one. Here we have three psukim the same yesod. But what? Why should the Rosh be base? Not every Aveira is Misa. Aveira is Malkus, Aveira is all sorts of different ownership. No, he doesn't want Misa. So the Meshech Chochma is dealing, we're talking here about the extreme. The person who was Chalal Hashem and only Misa's Mechaper, and the Pasuk said, I don't want Misa. I'm going to be Moichel him. Let him do Tshuva. Only the Rebbeinu Shem can be Moichel because it's Kvoido Yisborach. Who are dealing this Pasuk? Go back. This is a Raya from Mechila. Anoichi, Anoichi, who Moichel Shoecho Lamani V'chatzu Secho Loi Esko. We stress Anoichi. I can be Moichel. No one else can be Moichel. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Moichel. The second Pasuk is the raya for Mechev Avem Pshoyin V'chatzu Sein V'neged Einecho. What does it say? V'nema mochi si ka'ov Pshoecho V'che'ono L'chatzu Secho Shuv Elai Ki Gal Ticho. I've been goyel you from the Tumah of the Chet. You're no longer affected by the Tumah of the Chet. And Ov is stronger than Onon, and Pesha is stronger than a Chatos. The Rebbeinu is Moichi like a thick cloud and even like a thinner cloud. All gone. Or it could be that the Gemara says that a person does tshuva miyira, zedonois of naasim lo kishkogos. A person does tshuva miyira, then his zedonois become nechshav like kishkogos. So it's ken zayin. That person does tshuva from pshaim, but only miyira. So now he still has chatoim. The pshoim became chatoim. They didn't become nothing. If a person does tshuva mi'avo, there's a chidush atzum. You know what it says? If a person does tshuva mi'avo, what happens to his averus? You don't know? Huh? Becomes zochius. Right? You'll come to olam haba. If you do tshuva mi'avo, you'll get schar for your lashon hara. Schar for all your istaklus. Gewaltige mitzvahs. Schar for all your bittul tayra. You get schar in olam haba. Because they're all schuyas. They all became schuyas if you do tshuva mi'avo. What's the hesba dvorim? Hesba dvorim is that what tshuva brings a person close to Hashem. If the fact that he did these averus brings him close to Hashem, and nimtzol mafreya, that his lashon hara was actually mekarev him to Hashem, if he's doing tshuva me'avo. So nimtzol mafreya be'etzim, that was a schus, because only because he spoke that lashon hara did he become so close to Hashem through the process of tshuva. If he does tshuva me'ira, so what's the pshat? He's scared of the oynish, so he does tshuva. Say that it works. There won't be oynish. So we take away. It's not like a mazid anymore. It's like a shogig. There's no oynish. Say that. He didn't bring him close to Hashem. He just didn't want the oynish. Well, the tshuva works. There won't be the oynish. Nasim aveirosov kishkogos. Aber mi'avo. The mafreya. That brought you close to Hashem. In the mafreya, the aveira became like a schus. So it could be another pshat is mochisi ka'o psha'echo, but only it became like chatoim. And now you do complete tshuva, v'che'onon chatoisecho. Even they went down to a level of chatos shoigeh. Now the Rishon takes out tshuva like igalticha. And the third process we have to bring, the vada, because what are we asking for? Elokeinu elokei aviseinu mecho'el aviseinu b'yoyim ha'kippurim hazeh. Who says Yom Kippur is mechaper? V'neema, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem netareschem b'yom hazeh. Mikol chatoseichem nifnei Hashem titoru. It's a raya, and the Eibishter is moichel on and mechaper on today, on Yom Kippur. Now, we have a similar problem that we mentioned in Slach Lonu. We're switching around the Seder at the end of the Bakosha. The end of the Bakosha goes, Katol Solchon Lisrael, Umochalon Leshivta Yeshurun, Bechol Dervador. First Soleach, then Moichel. Umi Balodecho, Ein Non Melech, Moichel, Vesoleach. Ela Otto. And we switch it around. Why? So, first of all, what's Solchon Umochalon? The Mephoshim will bring a Gemara in Lo Metzia. The Gemara talks about a Chamor that's a Roivates and not a Ravtson. That you have when you see that there's a Chamor of your friend is falling under the Maso, you have to help him. Or your Soine, rather, you have to help him. But not if the animal's a Ravtson. I know the animal's. What's the difference? Rashi says he always roivates. Roivates is b'mikra. Ravtson is he always roivates. He's always a lazy chamor. He's always lying down. So you also have the same thing above a kamen. Nogeach and not nagchon. A nagchon, a shon nagchon is always nogeach. So katol solchon li Yisrael. You Rebbeinu Shem are always soleach, not b'mikra. One time you were soleach us. No, Rebbeinu Shem is always soleach liYisrael. Umochlan leshivta yeshurun. That's interesting. Why Yisrael and why shivta yeshurun? Where do we find the musig of yeshurun in the Torah? By he bishurun melech. Sasev Rosh Am Yachad Shivte Yisrael Shivte Yeshurun in Nogea to Melech. That's why it's Mochlon the Shivte Yeshurun. That's Nogea to the Malchus. The Shivte they called Shivte Yeshurun when they lined up like the covered of the Melech. So that's Mochlon the Shivte Yeshurun Bechol Davidar. Umi Baladecho Ein Lonu Melech Moichel v'soleach. What is the bigger chiddush? Mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moichel v'soleach. Soleach. So we say we don't have anyone who's moichel other than you, and we don't even have, we certainly don't have anyone who's soleach, even you. That's why we switch it round. First, mitzad, when we say it, we say you're the solchan li Yisrael, and you're even moichel. Ve'ein mi balodecho ein nonu melech moichel v'soleach ela oto. Don't have, or really, in the negative, it goes the other way around. The negative is we don't have a moichel, and we don't have a soleach. Don't have anyone to be soleach. Baruch atah Hashem, melech moichel v'soleach l'avoinuseinu l'avoinus avo beis Yisrael. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the soleach is a bigger chiddush. So first comes moichel, then soleach l'avoinuseinu. Ma'a v'ash v'seinu v'chol shona v'shona melech al kol ha'oretz. Kaddish Yisrael v'yom ha'kippurim. Now, if there's time, a little bit of time, let's try. I also want to go through very quickly Oshamnu and explain the different terms. Oshamnu goes Lefi Aleph Beis. Why does it go Lefi Aleph Beis? Because Aleph Beis is the Choyme of the Torah. Torah comes to us, we have Torah because we have the Oasis of Aleph Beis. When we have things which are Nogea to Aleph Beis, it means it's always Meramis to the Torah. You have the Moshul Kuf Yutes in Tilim, which is called Tamna Ape, 8 psukim each time for each Ois of the Aleph Beis. And there, it's all about Torah. You have wherever you have Oisis Aleph Beis, that's Meramis to Torah. So Oshamnu goes to feed the Aleph base because we're bad sem it's a vidu, he was saying we've been over kol haTorah kula. Now Oshamnu is a vidui kloli, not a vidui proti. All these terms are kloliistic terms and not protistic terms. But if most of them are poshut, they're kloliistic terms. But Gozalnu is the chayra a protistic term. Chomasnu is the Chayra, you could say that is protistic, but all the rest are obviously Klolistic. So it's all Klolis. So we have to understand why Gozal is also Klolistic. Lichayra, Ladias Daiti, it goes also Minakala Lakovit. You'll see why. It goes, Mamish, we start from the Achikal and then we go to Achikovit. But first of all, we say we're not as a ponim sheirif loy b'lefalech Hashem lekeinu v'chem se tzadik loy chatanu. Avol, Voshim say, Avol means be'emes. It's Hashem. Monday night we'll talk about vidui, 10 o'clock. We'll go through the last Vadon Chuvin of Isa. Talk about vidui. Well, the ikorim of vidui is to loshim vadai. Avol be'emes. Avol doesn't always mean but. You know, the Achi Yosef, when they accused of being miraculous, they said, "Avol Hashemim Anachnu." That mean, but we were Hashem, we were guilty. I mean, Be'emes. The Targum says, "Be'kushta, Be'emes." We were Hashem. Avol Be'emes Anachnu V'Aviseinu Chatanu. Now, how can we be misvader for Aviseinu? It's a chutzpah gedola, and it doesn't work anyway. You can't be misvader for someone else. The Kohen Gadol, we'll talk about that tomorrow, how the Kohen Gadol can be misvadeh for everyone. But normally, you can't be misvadeh for your friend. So how can you be misvadeh for your father? The answer is, and the Seder should be the other way around. I would say to Wechoyte first, and then Anachu. So all the Mepharshim say, from the Kadmoinim, Mamish, we're not talking about not being misvadeh of our father's Averis. We're being misvadeh that Averus which we do, which our fathers also did, and we're carrying on with those Averus, B'darkei Ha'avos. Aval anachnu v'aviseinu, we're carrying on the tradition of Averus which we got from our fathers, and that's more inbuilt. If you're brought up doing Averus, and Doiri 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 is doing Averus, then one assumes that it's not such an avera, that's far worse. Anachnu v'avaseinu chatanu. Oshabnu. What does oshabnu mean? Literally means we were guilty. No, fashteitza, we were guilty. Oshabnu, the pasuk in the pesukim Vayikra, where they talk about bringing a korban chatos, since a person did achas dvorim shelo yeosu va'oshem, that he should bring a chatos. Of course, he was guilty; otherwise, he's not going to bring a chatos. So the sipur va'oshem means he comes to the hakara that he didn't aveira. The first stage in tshuva is to be moide, I didn't aveira. If a person is in denial, I never did any aveiras. I was just making a missile sometimes. It's not lefi by madreig. I'm not such a big tzaddik, so he can't do tshuva. So the aleph of tshuva is or shamnu. We were guilty. We didn't have errors. Bogadnu, begido, is to be mishalim ro tachas toivo. Someone does you a toivo. You were chuyiv to make a toiv. But even if you're not making a toiv, don't damage him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much. And we do have errors. That's a begido. That's mishalim ro tachas toivo. Gozalnu is worse. Gozalnu is left after we took some money out of somebody else's pocket. Says the pasuk says that a person can be goizel oviv ve'imoy. The Gemara in Brochus says that's a person who's nene roidem azeh without a brocha. He's goizel oviv sheba shomayim, and imoy is klal yisrael. How's he goes on Klal Yisrael? Because a person's nene, Olam Hazeh, Blei Bracha, is mamayit in the produce that there is in Olam Hazeh. What's he being goes on from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara beforehand says, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Me'ila. If you don't say a Bracha, you don't have a schus in what you're taking. So when we do Averas, it's everything we've taken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not even Mishalim Ro Tachas Toivu. It's worse than that. Gozalnu. It's everything we took. We don't have a right to what we're taking. We're taking life. And what are we using with our lives? Then Dibarnu Doifi. We spoke Divrei Gnai. The Pashas of Doifi is Divrei Gnai. Divrei Gnai is the Mefarshim against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shav avoid elokim, avoid the Hashem is so hard. We mevazed avoid the Hashem to justify what we're doing. He'evinu means it's hifil. Hifil means it's we cause an avoin. Avoin is an avera bemezid, but avoin comes to the notion ma'aves, something which is crooked. When a person does an avera, he's going crooked. He's not like Yosha. He'evinu means we made other people do averas. We made other people do averas. Yeah, when a person, lots and lots of times, we're guilty of that. When a person behaves in a certain way, the moshul, you know, people talk in the Beis Medrash, talk divrei dvarim betelim. Because Pliny speaks dvarim betelim, he enables Almighty to speak dvarim betelim. First of all, the first one in the chavrusa starts talking dvarim betelim. Is ma'aver, his causes, his chavrusa speak dvarim b'teilim. And then the guy sitting next to him, they also, okay, it's not such a serious Beis Medrash. So they also can speak a mal dvarim b'teilim. Lu yitzuya halavai. But answer is also to speak dvarim b'teilim in a Beis Medrash. I wish I would be mekayim it. So I walk around with a heter in my pocket. I became a mashgiach, and a mashgiach can shmooze his whole life away. I don't have to learn anything, and it's all okay. You're okay. That's our job as mashgiach, right? You can go up and you can disturb bachrim when they're learning and call them out. Mashgiach, I just hope it works in shomayim. I'm not so sure it does work in shomayim. However, I'll leave it to emes. The dialogue is also to speak Torah b'teilim in a base medrash. Lo yitzuyu would be in a base medrash when nobody ever spoke Torah b'teilim. Nobody. You wouldn't speak Torah b'teilim. Somebody starts saying Dvarim B'Teilim, everyone goes, shh, blah, not the Rosh Yeshiva. Chavrusa, the guy next to you, get out of here. You want to speak Dvarim B'Teilim? Get outside. Hey, to get base of Medrash. that's a geder, but we're not like that. So there's a geder of herinu in Pashto. In other ways as well, when a person's making and things and does averus, he makes other people do averus. Vehirshanu, and even worse, we make people into rishoyim. Make people do an avera. That's one thing. We make people into rishoyim. They become more into averus. Zadnu could mean we've been mazed. Till now we haven't mentioned it's mazed. Or zadnu could mean roshon zei to roshon gaiva. We were misgoyer. Chomasnu, chomos. What's chomos? Chomos is you hold a gun to somebody's head and you force him to sell you something, but you pay for it. So it's not gezer. That's called chomos. We keilu chomasnu takodesh shmochu. Keilu we force takodesh shmochu to give us everything that he gives us. Why is that worse? Because you don't realize I paid for it. Okay, I did a few mitzvahs. I deserve to live. It's chomos. Because we think that we paid. Tafalnu sheker. We took sheker and we mixed it up with emes. There's emes and sheker was tafel in it. That's worse than anything. We think we're saying emes, but it's not real emes. It's got we don't realize we're saying sheker. Or we don't realize we're behaving with sheker because there's mixas emes. Or other mepharshim say, we made ourselves tofel to people who are saying sheker or behaving with sheker. Then we get worse. Yo'atznu ra. We gave eitzes to people which are not letevosom. To letevosenu, we give a bad eitzah, so I'll be nene. Kizavnu. We've disappointed. And nachal kozov is a nachal, which you think there's water in it, and you get there and you see there's no water. So, what's kizavnu? That we made all sorts of kabbalas, we all sorts of things we said we were going to do, and then we didn't do it. So it's even worse. We think we're being tzaddikim. Oh, I made all these kabbalas. I was going to do all these things, and then I didn't do it. Latznu. Leitzonus. Leitzonus doesn't mean jokes. Jokes could be leitzonus. Leitzonus means emptiness, empty talk. But no toeles whatsoever. Moradnu is we rebelled. There's also poshanu, which is also rebelled. There are two types of rebellion. There's one rebellion we don't realize is a melech. So you're rebelling against the melech, we don't realize it's a melech. There's another level of rebellion where you go straight to the melech, like they did in England with Charles I, right? There was the melech, they went straight up to him, and they arrested him, and they done him, and they executed him. That is merida keneged mamish in the melech's face. There's another merida where the melech runs away. There's a rebellion, and the melech runs away. So there's a merida we do averas which are not listening to Hashem, but doing against Hashem. Not spiting him, it's not in his face. Pashanu is going to be much worse. Even be makes boiroi and having limroid boy. Niatsu means we angered him. To anger someone is you're directly relating to him. Lavdavka yet merida, but niatsu is getting worse. Sorarnu, we turned away from the derech ha'emes, from sar. Sorar is to turn away. Ovinu, as we did averas, but it means more. We became crooked. We're no longer going on yasha. Sanu is we're wandering away from the path. Abavinu is mamash, we're getting crooked. We're going completely off the path. Badavka. Pashanu, I just said, is merida when you're back in the melech. Sorarnu is Loshon Tzorer, is either to give tsar, to hurt Hashem kiviyochel, or Tzorarnu, like a tzora in Yevomis. She's connected. Tzaranu is we connected Avera to Avera, Avera. We went on a whole Avera Gores Avera. We went on a whole path of Averas. Kishinu Oiref, that is consigned the worst. Came up the worst. Because one was going to be worse than this. Kishinu Oiref means we had a strong neck. So the Mefarshim all explained, we refused to do tshuva. Kishinu Oiref, I explained it in the Shavuos recently, right? When you plow with an ox, you want to turn the ox round, the yoke makes the face of the ox turn. He does a U-turn. Kishinu Oiref is when you're stiff-necked and you can't turn the face, so you can't do a U-turn. Kishinu Oiref is you carry on. Klal Yisrael called K'she'am K'she'oiref, when they didn't give up their Avodah Zorah by Egel Azov, they kept the Bechinas of Avodah Zorah from Mitzrayim, Am Kshei Oiref. The Maral says that Be'etzem is also Mitoginus of Atal Bani Dei Shrochot, because he says, Klal Yisrael called Am Kshei Oiref, because they do things with Seichel. And that's why Klal Yisrael are harder to do tshuva. Because they're more idealistic. When they do averas, you know, they have to justify it with ideology. I once told a Ger Tzedek, a Maisa Shahoya, there was, quite a few years ago, there was a conference here in Eretz Yisrael of Friar, who the Matara was a two-day conference to define Maze Yehudi Chiloni. What's the definition of Yehudi Chiloni? So it was reported in Yatet, that's how I know about it. So they said the first day, they all said, we're not Haredi, we don't believe in this, we don't believe in that, don't believe in this. The first speaker of the second day stood up and he said, I listened to everybody yesterday. And they all said, well, we're not. We're here to define what we are. And not what we're not. So he came out with the whole thing. We are pluralists. We want to take advantage of all the classics of the world, to read all the classic philosophy, to be learned from classical literature. So the next speaker said, so that means if I don't like classical music, I don't read classical things, and I only listen to pop music, so I'm not a Yehudi Chiloni. So they were struggling trying to define, because it's a stereo in terms. Yehudi cannot be Chiloni. It's a mysterious term. It's like a crackpot thing that the Supreme Court is trying the whole time to define Giyur, because the law of return recognizes Geirim. But what's the definition of Giyur? So they were the ones saying, you know, is it only Orthodox Giyur or the Reformed the whole time are saying they should recognize their conversion? Giyur of the Reformed conversion is like a converter for electricity from AC to DC. You know, you plug it in, and then you've got AC current, and you want to have this, say, DC, you have this plug, and man, it comes out DC, that's it. Join the reform, pay the money, fill in the form, you're a hit. It's a crazy thing. No country in the world can have that. Any person in the world sets him or herself up that I'm a rabbi, and then I can install, make you Jewish, and then finish. You have automatic right of citizenship to the country. This is crazy. Some guy in North Korea sets himself up that I'm a representative of the United States of America, and it's a hop lop thing, and you're an American citizen. That's what's going on. There's a crazy talking over here. I tell you, the Arabs are stupid. They could solve the whole problem. Just get these reformed people, go and apply, become Jewish. They come to the Misrad Klita, you know your thing. Here you are. I'm Jewish. I've got my form. I'm Jewish. I need citizenship of the country. But the whole ridiculous thing is the Supreme Court, which is a Chiloni court, it's a secular court, are trying to define how does Giyur work in a secular system? So therefore, you have to recognize everybody. This is Meshuggah. There's no country in the world that has a crackpot thing, because Yehudi Chiloni is austere. So I was telling this Ger this. So this Ger said to me, only Jews have this problem. He said, A goy doesn't have to define what he is. He says, a goy gives me, give me another beer and get shikah vita. A yid, that's the mamash, intellectually, that's a yid with his cup. So that's the amkshe oirif. That's what the Maral says, the klal yisrael amkshe oirif. We don't just stump do averis. The Chazal say the goy makarov to tshuva. Yeah, because it's not. There are various themselves, stamp beside the goof. Okay, so you come along, Yonah says you're going to destroy the whole place. Yeah, we'll do tshuva. A yin? What do you mean tshuva? We don't believe in it. We're Zionists. We're this, we're that, we're that, we're that. All the, that's amkshe oirif. Kishinu oirif. And then we sum up klolistic. Roshanu, we became Roshoim. Shichasnu, we destroyed. What we did we destroy? We destroyed our ruchnius. We destroyed our kedusha. Tiavnu, even worse. We became a toyeva, which is disgusting. Something which is disgusting. It's not just we're mashchis our ruchnius, we became a toyeva for Hashem. Ta'inu, ta'inu with a tof, not a tes. Ta'inu means we wandered around. So why is that so bad after everything we've said? Because ta'inu means you have no direction in life. You just go wherever you go. Hivdilonu min atoyim, we say in the Volatsiyim. People don't know where they're going. And the worst of the worst, ti'itonu. Ti'itonu, with two ayins. Sometimes you see Mefroshim and the Tzorki and Godel. They say ti'itonu is you made us toye. But it's with two ayins. It's not ti'itonu, it's ti'itonu. Two ayins. For Loshen Misatea, what Yaakov Aminu said to Rivka, you'll dress me up, you'll send me in and to get the brochas, and maybe Ulayu Musheni Avi might feel me, and he'll chap that I'm Yaakov, or Yisi Be'eno Ke Misatea. I'll be like an imposter. I'll be like an imposter. The worst of the worst thing is that we're pretending to be from. We're mistatean ve'enei Hashem. We're so riddled with our sheker, with our way we behave. That's the ultimate, the worst of the whole thing, of the whole vidui. That we're not yosher in front of Hashem. We're fooling Hashem with our avodas Hashem. That's the vidui. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow in Slichus, you'll know what you're saying.